Isaiah Chor-Arwai, the head of the National Bureau of Statistics, say his team was unable to complete the report on time due to several challenges, including flooding and local insecurity, which disrupted the enumeration exercise in some areas.
The figures that we have come up with are based on the satellite imagery and the enumeration that was done after that in terms of the methodology. So in our view, as the Bureau of, National Bureau of Statistics, we believe that these figures can only be used for policy formulation, for planning, and for service delivery. They may not necessarily be used for elections, simply because the figures that eliminate or emanate from the survey may not necessarily be suitable for conducting the population and housing census. Ideally, the population census, if elections is to be done, it is critical that the census is carried out.
South Sudan's Minister of Finance and Planning, Dier Taungor, says the data from the survey will help the government of South Sudan and its partners plan for other crucial future surveys in the country.
You all know that an efficient national system for the generation and dissemination of population data and demographic intelligence, including in a humanitarian setting, is critical for evidence-based planning and decision-making. In this regard, we once again acknowledge the support of the UN and of the United Nations Fund for Population Activities, work for providing technical assistance to the National Bureau of Statistics in its capacity building, as was done during the PES process.
Ademola Olajide is the country's representative for the United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, in South Sudan. He says the report is a micro-census which provides data for planning and the policy formulation meant to foster development of the country.
Indeed, we all have a key role in our cooperation framework with the government of South Sudan in strengthening the use of evidence for development planning, and that is very critical in strengthening the capacity of the Bureau of Statistics. They remain a critical, very important implementing partner for us, and so we have a plan within our country program, as do other UN agencies, to continue to support that agency to build its capacity to take this data forward, not only this data, but development planning.
The acting UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan applauded the National Bureau of Statistics for completing what he called an important task that will remain critical for providing service to the people. Peter van den Auret says humanitarian agencies will use the data for planning services delivery across the country.
For the United Nations globally, population data is something very important. Again, not just to collect data as a purpose or an objective by itself, but as a foundation for achieving the sustainable development goals.
The head of the National Bureau of Statistics says his office is compiling a detailed report with analysis of demographic and socio-economic characteristics. He says the report will be shared for demographic dividends modeling. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.